G'day, Carmassie here, coach, strategist, and author of 5 books, the latest book being Decision Making Mastery. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you check that out. And here I am with the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. A bit grey here in Bali at the moment, but still a gorgeous day. Hope it's a gorgeous day where you are. So as always with the podcast series, I want to keep things as practical as possible. And today we're going to do a little bit of the inner work. We're going to do a guided meditation. And all I want to do is help you to find a greater sense of stillness and peace. Because as the world sort of moves a little bit crazy around us, our ability to bring our attention back inwards and have this settledness, this calmness, this lightness, and being able to come into that place and find that as a bit of a refuge when things are a little bit crazy around you. As usual, I will finish up the podcast without any closing. I'll just finish the guided meditation. One thing I do want to mention is I'm conducting a workshop / seminar starting on the 15th of November and going for 5 weeks. And the seminar is about become a natural superhuman. It's based on the idea. I was asking myself, how could I best serve people? And the way I can best serve people as an individual coach working one-on-one is help people to become the version they need to become in order to navigate their way through turbulent times and show up in a way that allows them to be more likely to thrive as opposed to be in survival mode. So I really want to change what the internal conversation is. So what are the thoughts we're telling ourselves? How do I manage emotions and how do I show up behaviorally? And I'm basing it around, I've talked a little bit of this in podcasts, these archetypes of the leader, the warrior, and the sage. So really going to dig deep in those and look at how we can use those archetypes and hone the skills relevant to each of those archetypes to prepare us for turbulent times and uncertain times. And one of the themes that drives it is this idea that we've been led to believe we're less powerful than we are. So I want to unlock that door of powerfulness. And in that program, we'll be doing things like this guided meditation where I'll focus on drawing out the leader within you and the leadership skills that go with that. The same with the warrior. We'll have a separate guided meditation to draw out the warrior and the warrior virtues. And the same thing with the sage. So keep an eye out for that. If you're not signed up for my newsletter, sign up there. I'll continue to put details in the show notes so that you're able to go there and check it out and find out more of the details. So on that note, let's just start getting ready for this meditation. So start getting settled, slowing down things, getting comfortable. You can either lie down or you can sit up. And if you're sitting up with a back mostly straight, not leaning forward, not leaning back, feeling relaxed. And as you close your eyes and you start to take your attention inwards, the first thing I want you to pay attention to is the quality of your breath. So paying attention to the breath coming in through the nose, out through the nose. And as you breathe in through the nose, you're deactivating the stress response, the sympathetic nervous system, and you're re-engaging the parasympathetic, automatically calming the nervous system of your body. And now as the nervous system of your body starts this calming journey, take your attention down to your stomach and pay attention to the relationship of your stomach and your breath. As you breathe in, the stomach expands. As you breathe out, the stomach contracts back towards the spine. As you breathe in, the diaphragm is pushing down. Organs are coming out, extending the stomach, and it's allowing you to create a greater vacuum using the diaphragm, bringing even more oxygen, rich air into your body. they're really forming this beautiful symbiotic relationship with this breath, with your breath, and with this gift of this air, oxygen-rich, prana-rich, full of energy, connecting us to life and bringing out the life in us. And the more we can enhance our skills of breathing, the more physical oxygen we bring into our body, but the more connected we become with life, the more in touch with it, the more likely to notice all the beauty around us in each and every moment. As you connect to your breath, you're bringing yourself via your senses into a three-dimensional experience. When we're stuck thinking inside our minds, it's a two-dimensional experience and sometimes even one-dimensional. By connecting with our senses now, we're having a three-dimensional experience. Breathing, feeling that within your body, connecting you to life, connecting you to Mother Nature around you. Relationship of yourself and Mother Nature, swapping oxygen and carbon dioxide. Feeling a sense of peace as you consider, bring to the movie theater of your mind your favorite place in nature. Maybe it's a mountain, maybe it's a lake, maybe it's beachside, sunset or sunrise. And as you see yourself experiencing that favorite place of yours, start to connect to the sensory experience of being in your favorite place. Maybe you feel the breeze in your body, sunshine, maybe the contact of the grass as you walk over it on your bare feet. Maybe there's certain smells and connect to those smells. Maybe there's certain sounds you hear. Maybe there's a certain sound like the breeze blowing over a rice field or blowing through a stand of bamboo, pine trees. Whatever the sounds are that are associated with this favorite place of yours, what are the smells? Maybe it's the smell of fresh earth, smell of flowers, smell of the ocean. Maybe there's no smell. It makes it even more calming for you, more joyful. What are the different colors you see? Maybe there's vibrant colors around you, subtle colors around you. Can you notice the subtle differences between those colors? Is there any sense of taste? Can you taste the air? Maybe you taste that sea air. You taste the cleanness or freshness of that air on that mountain. You taste that dry air and that desert landscape. Bring all of your senses into that experience. Imagine there's a dial and you're dialing up the sensory experience. You're able to dial up the colors so they become even more vibrant. Dialing up that sunshine, the warmth from it, the radiance. Feeling it, experiencing it. And as you connect to this beautiful favorite place of yours, this beautiful gift of Mother Nature. Start feeling the energy that that place infuses you with, feeling that energy now coursing through your body. And as you stand on that surface, you sense, feel, or imagine this energy is coursing up through you, whether it's through your feet or whether you're sitting down and feeling it or whether you're lying back, feeling this energy infuse you. And this energy is a calming energy, not a frantic energy, not a rah-rah energy. It's a beautiful infusion, a powerful infusion, an enriching infusion, an all-encompassing infusion. And as this energy courses through your body, it brings a cocktail of vibrancy yet calm, awe and wonder, a sense of power, the feeling of this energy coursing through you in an intelligent way, going to everywhere where it's needed most. Maybe that's different body parts that need a little bit of extra healing help. Whether it's going into your mind and causing your mind to relax even more and even more and even more. Maybe it's causing your heart to feel full, full to bursting, full of love, full of a deep sense of calm. Maybe in this deep sense of calm that you experience in your heart center, you're able to draw some wisdom. Maybe in this moment, as you connect to this energy and infusing your heart with intelligence and love, you also sense, connect, hear or feel a certain piece of advice from this heart of yours. Feeling this energy of this place and space infusing you, filling you up, and settling into your body, not going anywhere. And sometime, even after you leave this beautiful place, your favorite place in Mother Nature, the energy and memory of that place will go with you. Every time you draw it to mind, bring that image to mind, you'll feel this sensory experience, this energy, this vibrancy and vitality, this connection to something greater than yourself. Feeling this energy infuse you. Imagining yourself moving through the rest of your day with this level of calmness, energy. How will it affect the conversations you have? How will it affect the peace you experience? How will it affect how fast you move? Maybe you slow down. How will it affect what you notice around you, the beauty around you? How will it affect your thinking or your non-thinking? Be in this state of calm, this state of grace, this state of connection. And now placing your right hand over your heart, feeling this infusion, feeling this connection, enhancing the connection of you to self, and self to something greater than. knowing that any time through the course of this day, every time you place your hand on your heart, reconnected back to that sensory experience, vibrancy and vitality. Now taking some deep breaths, feeling your stomach expand and contract. And this air entering the lungs and causing the rib cage to expand and contract. Becoming more aware of your relationship with the breath, your relationship with your body, and bringing yourself more fully back into your physical body now. And taking a few big, deep, cleansing, vitalizing, and vibrant breaths. And when you're ready, and bringing all of this with you into your day, when you're ready, you can open your eyes.